Now, Saudi Arabia has launched fresh airstrikes on Yemen despite the ongoing UN-brokered peace talks aimed at ending the conflict. The latest bombardments have targeted Maslub district in Jauf province. In continuation of the violation of the ceasefire, Saudi jets also pounded a base in Amran province more than 30 times last night. Riyadh has been striking Yemen despite the ongoing talks in Kuwait between representatives of the Saudi-backed former regime and a delegation comprising of Ansarullah and its allies. On Thursday, the UN envoy Ulugh Sheikh Ahmed said that hope is emanating from the talks as the warring parties have started discussing details of a comprehensive agreement. The Ansarullah movement and its allies have repeatedly called for a halt to the Saudi airstrikes, which have claimed more than 9,400 lives since March 2014. Let's talk to Press TV's Mohammed Attab, our correspondent in Sana'a. Mohammed, how routinely does Saudi Arabia violate these peace talks, the situation going on there?
Yes, Saudi warplanes continued as usual, violating the ceasefire agreement, which has been taken into effect on the last March, before the resumption of talks in Al-Kuwait, in a bid to allow and pave the way for the Yemeni political factions to resolve their differences. But so far, this kind of escalations and in the last 24 hours has been evaluated by the experts. They described such airstrikes as unprecedented, particularly in specific places, as you mentioned, in the military camp in Amran, which is called Al-Amalika military camp, which is known for all people that it hasn't allied itself to any party. This is one of the military camps that has proved itself that it will prevent or protect the areas, the surrounding areas of the military camp. But so far, this military camp has been targeted and bombarded by the Saudi warplanes, as over 30 air raids have been carried out against this military camp. In a bit to what observers describe, that the Saudi Arabia doesn't only want to achieve its declared goals of fighting what it claims the Ansarullah fighters or the army forces who are facing their mercenaries in different parts of the country, but also it's targeting the country's military capabilities to achieve other goals that are not for the Saudi Arabia itself, but for other enemies of Yemen. So far, also they have waged air raids in Marib and in El Jouf in a bid to support their military mercenaries in these parts of the country. But so far, the Yemeni army, backed by the popular committees, have defeated the mercenaries, and as they have also inflicted heavy casualties on them. I spoke to the military spokesperson of the Yemeni army about this ongoing escalation. He described that what is going on is that the Saudi Arabia is trying to achieve any goal on the ground before the end of the talks, as they have failed in previous occasions. I told him, do you expect that the Saudi Arabia can achieve anything? He said, no, they haven't achieved in the previous times, because they have waged even more fierce air raids and also bombardment from the sea and also from the air. But so far, they haven't achieved anything, as long as the Yemeni people are united with the Yemeni army. Right. And that he advised the Saudi Arabia to allow the Yemeni political factions resolve their differences. Otherwise, that the Yemeni army has prepared itself to wage an extraordinary attacks against Saudi Arabia in case the talks in Kuwait failed.
And of course, Mohammed, just tell us more about the situation on the ground. I mean, how are people dealing with the daily attacks? How are hospitals coping with providing medical care?
Yes, regarding the humanitarian situation, Yemeni people are facing an unprecedented humanitarian situation. As you mentioned, the hospitals, many hospitals have closed down before the patients because of the lack the necessary medicines. They lack also the fuel to operate the machines. This kind of situation is also is bothering many Yemenis, particularly, as you can mention, that the high prices of fuel because of the blockade, and also the high prices of food and food supply. The Yemenis have faced the unprecedented humanitarian crisis, even though the United Nations envoy to Yemen has described that the Yemeni people need economic assistance or financial assistance regarding taking into consideration the Saudi over 1 year long blockade that has also devastated the country. Now the currency of the US dollar it has increased against the Yemeni rial. This has also led to the increase of poverty. Yemeni people are now, with the advent of the holy month of Ramadan, couldn't afford or bring food to many people couldn't afford to bring food to their tables. But Yemenis are showing so resilience before the Saudi invasion, and they are determined to continue their struggle against what they describe the Saudi invasion, and also to put an end to its dictation to Yemen and also domination.
All right, Press Mohammed up top, giving us the latest there from Sana'a. Thanks, Mohammed.